In Myanmar, once known as Burma, events this past week have left many predicting the release of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi from house arrest, NPR Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
The chairman of Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy told reporters today he expected her to be released within a day or two. Last week, the military freed two other top NLD leaders and on Saturday allowed the party to reopen its headquarters in the capital. It's been closed for nearly a year after a violent confrontation between party workers and government supporters that led to Aung San Suu Kyi's latest detention. The military has taken the steps of the past week in the run-up to a national convention next month aimed at drafting a new constitution. The convention is part of what the military calls its Roadmap to Democracy, announced last year. But Aung Za, who edits a magazine about Burmese affairs from neighboring Thailand, is skeptical of the government's sincerity.
The release of Suu Kyi, we shouldn't be too excited, the release of Suu Kyi. That doesn't mean anything, because she has been under house arrest for more than three times already. The government will release Suu Kyi in the past. We said, we're turning to a new page. Then she's put under house arrest. So I think people this time will be very cautious, even if she's released. And the question is, then what?
Even if Aung San Suu Kyi is released from house arrest, it's not at all clear whether her National League for Democracy will participate in the May convention. In addition to her release and that of the party vice chairman, Tin U, NLD leaders are insisting that all party offices in the country be reopened, not just its headquarters in the capital. The current military government has ruled Myanmar, or Burma, since 1988. It called elections in 1990, but after the NLD won in a landslide, the military refused to hand over power and jailed hundreds of NLD supporters. After years of criticism, the military government began reconciliation talks with Suu Kyi in October 2000, but little progress was made. Since her latest detention of May of last year, the military junta has been under intense international pressure to free her and hundreds of others. Those detentions have also led the U.S. to strengthen sanctions against the government in hopes of persuading it to move more quickly toward democracy. This past week's events may or may not be an attempt by the military government to do so. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.